Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Cavaliers home tomorrow, Game 5 against the Orlando Magic. Deep breath, pause. Do they regroup in Game 5 at home, Andy? Because it was a debacle in Orlando. Is it as simple as getting home on your home court? Is it as simple as you played a team that's very good at home and looked terrible? I don't think it's that simple.
I don't think it's that easy either. If it was easy, they would have swept the series and they would have played continuously.
Or at least won one and win the series in five.
And maybe had a close game. Those are two blowouts.
I keep going back to the same thing because to me it's telling. You were just god-awful in the third quarter coming out after halftime when you had a chance to sit down, strategize, think about what you wanted to do, and you came out and were just awful. And to me, man, something better change there. You better scheme it up a little bit better, or you better have more motivated players coming out after halftime. Something drastic went wrong twice. That's not good. George has patiently been holding on in Worcester. George?
Hey, George.
Hello, Andy. Jeff, how you doing?
Good, hey, George. What's going on, man?
Hey, George from Cleveland's now in Worcester.
Yeah. I'm with my mom.
Yes.
I got some ideas about how to settle down the Cavs offense. And first of all, Garland has to be the exclusive point guard. You've got Donovan Mitchell playing the point. You've got LeVert, even Strauss at times. You've got four different personalities playing the point. It's just helter-skelter. I want Garland to exclusively handle the point. I want Mitchell to not be thinking about being a point guard and assisting and scoring. And you can see it when he's dribbling. I want him to score the ball. And then, you know, if he can't get in there and do his thing, then give it up and bring it out to the point again, or a shooter outside. But I think that's a big problem. And he's the only true point guard on the team, that is Garland. And also, I would have him, and I've said this before, give him the liberty to shoot the three off the dribble. That's where his game flows and starts from, not off the catch and shoot. It's off the separation, off the dribble. I think he needs to shoot 10 to 12 of them, and I think we win going away if they do that. So appreciate it, guys.
George, thank you very much. And appreciate your patience. George hung on for quite a long time. Darius Garland's had a rough series so far, Andy. 12 points a game, which is way below what he did in the regular season. I just wonder, in his situation here, what do you do? You know, I mean, do you need, if Donovan is truly, we think he's hurt, okay? I don't know how else to explain. I also don't know how a guy who's hurt has 18 in the first half, if he's hurt, but then nothing in the second half. Did it kick in late in the second quarter? Did something flare up at halftime? I don't know. Because you can sit here and scream that he's hurt, except, boy, he sure was good in the first half. So what's that mean? If he's hurt, then I think Darius needs to pick up some of the scoring slack.
Is that a matter of saying to Darius, pick up the scoring slack, or just naturally that happening?
I think it better be be something that actually happens. Yeah. Yeah. Nate's in West Salem. Hello, Nate.
Good afternoon, guys. Hey. All right, I've got my solution for the Cavs. It's one might say it's a little thinking outside of the box, and it might be a little crazy, but I'm going to call it courageous. Okay. JB's time here is done, and the sooner we realize that, the better. You don't get smoked twice like that, and you got to put it on someone. I'm putting it on JB, and there's only one person I can trust to come in right now and make an immediate change on how this team performs in the playoffs, and that is Greg Williams. Have a great day, guys.
Okay, Nate. Glad Nate came in for that one.
A lot of setup.
Andy's in North Olmsted. Andy?
Jeffrey, Andy, what's up, you two?
Hey, Ant, how are you?
Boy, that's going to be a tough call to follow there.
Sure
huh?
is.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, now I want you to follow me. I just remember my coaching days. Sometimes some things were clicking on the court.
Andy, where'd you coach, by the way?
I coached the junior high in Cleveland for years.
Very nice.
Anyway, I know it's a much lower level, but, you know, players are still
I got to tell you, we've talked to you a lot more. I thought you were going to tell us you were at some college.
Oh, no. Wait, you know, Andy, I wish, but you know me. I love basketball.
Yes, you do.
Okay?
Yes, you do.
I did it for years, but basketball is basketball. But I want you to follow me on this, okay? I'm just trying to piece this together from my knowledge of coaching. There's something going on, you guys. Okay, now follow me with this, okay?
Yeah, follow.
First of all, Caris LeVert to me. And I'm just trying to read body language, has seemed very disinterested. And I'm going to tell you what's going on. Darius Garland used the word, we need to be connected. Did you hear him say that? These guys, I think, are a pretty tight group off the court. And I think some things are going on that they're not happy with. Number one, LeVert's coming up on an expiring deal. You guys, I think he really believes he should be starting now instead of Strus. That's what I see. So follow me. Okay. They didn't extend Isaac. I think Isaac is very well liked on the team, and they're probably wondering why, because you talk about a guy who's not even touching the ball on offense. You know, there's something going on here, you guys. I don't, you know, and for all the JB hate out there, hey, I think JB is trying. I think, you know, he can't control some things. He just may be a coach that takes you to a certain level. But like I've said, and I don't want to keep beating a dead horse, but I want you to talk about that LeVert notion I have with Strus, okay? Because you know what? Max Strus, I didn't even know who Max Strus was until I caught the finals last year. He had historically a horrific shooting series, and he was rewarded with 4 guaranteed years. I didn't understand the 4 guaranteed years. Why there weren't club options on that, you know, for years 3 and 4 is beyond me. But I think there's something going on, and it gets me to, I don't want to hear people complaining about, oh, we are the smallest team 1 through 3, because we are. Who's in charge of the roster construction? It's Kobe Altman. His first 2 picks were small guards, and he's going to end up getting fired, you guys, because he ended us. We have no assets moving forward, no salary cap flexibility. You don't make – the Donovan Mitchell trade was bad because of the timing was bad.
And Andy, just wait. Andy, the first-round picks are still to come on that. Andy, thank you very much for the phone call. Just to follow up what Andy's saying here, you brought in Strus and you brought in Niang to add some outside elements to the team and some scrappiness as well. And I don't think there's any question they were both scrappy in the regular season. But so far in the playoffs, Max is shooting 17.6% on threes, which is almost double George Niang, who's shooting.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At 9.1%. And Caris LeVert at 23.1%. None of those guys are having a good playoff series. And that's tough. Overall shooting percentages, not much better. Max Strus at 38.5%. You're not getting help from guys who you need to get some help from. I've always thought that Karras's role on this team, Andy, seemed vague to me. You know what I mean? You have Darius and you have Donovan, and then as Andy points out, you have Strus starting, and then Karras is the main backup there. To me, Karras is the type of guy you want to get the ball to. I think you want to get him the ball.
I don't. Right. To me, he's a spark plug, man. I mean, he can get you going. I don't. I like watching him play because I think he can score. He just looked a little off in the last game. But I like LeVert because I think he brings energy to the floor. I think he can get you points when you need him. He's another option rather than having to go to your go-to guy. Something about LeVert. And by the way,
I've always liked Karras.
I mean, there isn't a shot he doesn't like either, but that's, you know, that's for another
he can
day.
Score.
Yeah.
He's 6'6 as well. What a nice change of pace for the guys who are in the backcourt and on the wing for the Cavaliers. Zach's in Cleveland. Zach?
Guys, how you doing this morning?
Hey, we're all right, Zach. We're hoping they bounce back in game 5.
Yeah, guys. I see at the last two games, at least the parts that I've caught, because, you know, it became such a blowout. I felt like I was, you know, watching early 2000s Browns game. I was just ready to turn it off. And I really just kind of disassociated myself with it, if I'm honest. But what I see out there is kind of similar to what we saw in those 4 years we were in the finals against Golden State, in the 3 years that we lost, I should say. And they made us play their game. And that's why we lost. And I feel like that's what's happened the last two games with the Magic. They're taking our big guys out of it. They're not getting as many touches, which is obviously, you know, with them not being on the floor, they can't have two trees out there. If their tallest guy out there is 6'8", 6'9", you know, we're moving a lot slower and they're getting down the floor quicker. So then we got to try to match that, which Karras can come in and help with and all that stuff. It's totally fine, but we're not winning the boards. We're not winning on the boards, guys. And that's a huge problem.
Well, they're a much bigger team.
If we're missing shots and we're not getting those rebounds, I mean, that's
– bad combination.
Second chance points is going to win a lot of games for us.
All right, Zach, thank you very much. We talked about the size of the Magic going into the series, you know, and it's been on display at the three spot, especially with Wagner having a big size advantage over whoever's out there for the Cavaliers. He was terrific in game 4. 34 points. He was really good. Abner is on West Boulevard. Hello, Abner.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, Abner.
I have a couple things I want to say. And me and my friends almost got into blows, and our friendship was in jeopardy. Excuse me. It's because of this. Before the playoffs started, people were saying, oh, my God, let's avoid this team and that team. Oh, my God, we're going to lose to any team in the playoffs. Okay, that's fine. I thought that too. But then once we went up 2-0, all of a sudden the cocky Cleveland fans were like, yeah, we're going to sweep them. Oh, yeah, we look really good.
And I'm looking at one.
They did look really good. You can't deny they didn't look good in game one, too.
I know, but this is what I'm trying to get at. We were up 2-0, and then we started being cocky, this and that. And then we were down, and now it's all of a sudden, let's jump the ship and switch. I just don't understand with some Cleveland fans, man. We are in trouble. I said it before. Any team we play, we're going to lose to. We are a bad basketball team. We should have traded Donovan Mitchell because, let me tell you, and this is a bold take, he's kind of like Dak Prescott. In the regular season, he's amazing, MVP. But in the playoffs, he is horrible. We should have traded all of them. You know what?
Abner, I just want to make sure you're not on the ship at all. You never were on the ship, is what you're saying, right?
No. I knew from the start that this would happen, and we are a horrible basketball team. I don't know what's going on because we have great players. But I'm saying, like Kevin Durant, some players are just good at basketball, and they can't lead a team. That is what Donovan Mitchell is. And Garland, it's like Garland can't play with another star. It's a weird situation. We have to move on, and we're screwed. I don't know why. Cleveland sports is cursed.
Abner, thank you very much for that cheery phone call.
He didn't like the parade. He said we were cursed. I don't remember being cursed during the parade.
Back then we weren't, no. Oh. Frank's in Kate Mills. Frank.
Remember the Monsters being cursed?
Hi, Frank.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Frank.
Maybe I'll build off of what Abner said a little bit. I mean, my biggest concern is someone earlier was talking about Darius Garland being your point guard, your exclusive point guard. Well, the problem is he can't get the ball down the floor without turning it over or having a bigger person prevent him from getting to his spot. And all of our small guys, no one other than Donovan, our smaller guys cannot create offense for themselves. And our big guys can be guarded one-on-one by Orlando's bigger guys. And that's the problem. They're making more shots. We're missing our shots. Garland is a problem. I mean, I hate to say it. He's great during the regular season. But when they start playing defense, which people do in the playoffs, he loses it. And it's a problem.
Frank, thank you very much. We're going to talk more Cavs a little bit later on in the show, folks. Game 5 tomorrow. Keep in mind, completely different narrative after games 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because the roles were reversed, and the Cavs are back home tomorrow night. So we'll see. If they lay an egg in game 5, Andy, we're going to have a fun show, aren't we?
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.